Well, the Supreme Court of Appeal today decided that the registration and enforcement of a tribunal, SADC tribunal ruling by a provincial court in South Africa was valid, and that the subsequent attachment of a property in order to sell it in execution, in order to satisfy a punitive costs order, is also valid, and that we may proceed with the process. As far as we know, that will be the first time that a human rights tribunal decision is finally enforced in this way and actually leads to the selling of the property belonging to the country contravening certain human rights practices.
So when will that happen, and what sort of property is going to be attached?
The property that was attached is a residential property situated in Cape Town. It used to be a diplomatic property, but it changed its character as the Zimbabwean government started to rent it out to civilian South African people. That made the property a commercial property from which the Zimbabwean government earned an amount of income. And based on that principle, the property lost its immunity that it would have otherwise had. And based on that, we were allowed to actually attach it and to have it sold. In terms of our rules of court, after the attachment took place, then the conditions of sale need to be drafted. There need to be certain advertisements placed in the public newspapers. And then probably within a period of 4 to 8 weeks, the actual sale in execution will take place. So that is our expectation, that it might happen within the next 4 to 8 weeks.
Okay, and how much is it worth, this property, and who are the beneficiaries exactly?
Well, the property is worth roughly in US dollar terms, I would estimate probably about $300,000. But you should remember that the beneficiaries in this regard would be the people who initially approached the SADC tribunal. Obviously had to incur legal costs, and after the Zimbabwean government disregarded the findings of the SADC tribunal, the tribunal awarded a punitive costs order against the Zimbabwean government. So costs order will beneficiate those initial applicants to the tribunal.
So 77 farmers will get something from this 300,000?
Yeah, to be honest, the amount that goes to the individuals or that effectively become the entitlement is actually a drop in the ocean compared to what they've actually lost, because the losses of each and every farmer amounts to $100 million on average. So that is the losses that were suffered by the actual farmers. And this tiny portion of a punitive costs order is actually, as I said, just a drop in the ocean. But I think the symbolic meaning of it is actually more important.
What does this ruling mean for your clients, and how significant is it?
Well, for my clients, it's a ray of sunshine and a ray of hope that shines in very dark times. At the moment in Zimbabwe, the situation is very desperate, especially for white farmers. Even within the government of national unity, the sentiment is that there is no room for any white people in in Zimbabwe. That sentiment is expressed very vocally by both sides of the government of national unity, which is quite a terrible situation. But the fact of the matter is that the situation within which those people find themselves in is very dark. It's very depressing, to put it that way. And in that regard, the fact that a very highly regarded court in South Africa, being Zimbabwe's most important neighbor, expressing this kind of judgment, to my mind, creates a degree of hope to those people that otherwise find themselves in a desperate and hopeless situation. As I said, and I think that's the symbolic benefit of what I've described, that you sit with people who are really persecuted in the most terrible ways. They've kind of lost everything. Many of those people are impoverished to a very large extent, but at least they have the satisfaction of knowing that to some extent, although it's just a tiny extent compared to the losses that has been incurred, there is a degree of retribution. And in that regard, the symbolic meaning is significant.
Who was there representing the Zimbabwean government, and what was their reaction after the judgment?
Well, the Zimbabwean government was present when the arguments took place. They were represented there by their Deputy Attorney General, Chief Machaya. They were not there today. I think today was only the delivery of the judgment, which is a very formal procedure where nothing really happens. The judgment is actually just handed down by the bench. So they were not there today, and we will probably have to follow the Zimbabwean press tomorrow to see what they have to say.
And they can't challenge this anymore? They can't challenge this decision anymore?
No, in South Africa there is still one possibility for them. We have a Supreme Court of Appeal, and then we have, above that, we've also got the Constitutional Court. So if the Zimbabwean government finds any constitutional issues that could be considered by the Constitutional Court in South Africa, they may apply for leave to appeal to the Constitutional Court in this matter. Personally, I do not think there will be any grounds for them, but that is still a possibility, and there is a chance that they could follow that route.